Good evening. You're listening to Otero Live, Friday, September 14th, 2007. Very special episode of Otero Live. As we go immediately to Ed and Elaine Brown in New Hampshire with breaking news. Browns, are you with us? Ed, Elaine?
Yes.
Mr. Brown, please jump right into the latest, if you don't mind getting right into it. God bless you. It's an honor to have you on. Please,
I love this song.
I don't
play the song.
Oh, do they come in here? Hello, because we're on the air.
There's somebody in the house?
Hello?
Hello, Ed, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Ed, can you please give us the latest? Is there something going on up there right now?
No, we just had dinner.
You just had dinner? I thought I could have swore that... Never mind. Please give us the latest on what happened today. Catch us up from all the news that we heard earlier in the day regarding Terry Melton and the boys that all got arrested in various parts of the country. Most of the people in the Patriot community know about that last night and today. Give us the 30-second thumbnail for people just catching up that have had their head in the cave, and then tell us what has transpired over the past 4 or 5 hours, please.
Well, last 4 or 5 hours here, absolutely nothing's happened. Really, nothing. It's been very quiet here.
That's good news. That's good news.
Why, did somebody indicate there was something going on down here?
No, we were bringing you on the show to give us an update. I thought we'd get some news from you as to what was going on and that you may want to give us an update as to what has transpired in the last 4 or 5 hours. But you just did, and you said not much, so that's good.
Yes, very quiet here. Just some folks have been coming in. That's been the biggest news.
Ed, I'll tell you what, my friend, since we have you on the line and we have an opportunity to talk with you, I wanted to extend a sincere and absolute most humble of gratitudes for what you are doing for my family, for my little girl, for my wife, for myself, for everybody in America, for everybody in the world. Can't express it. I feel like a fool, frankly, sitting here in my house, you know, where I am, I don't know what to do. What can I do? What do you want people to do, Ed? What can you say? It feels like they need to do something. What can we do?
Take a stand. The government in this nation is over. As a matter of fact, we finally find out. Remember, I say this. With credentials, I am a United States Constitution Ranger for real, for the Second Continental Congress of 1777. That being spoken, I'm here to tell you that the Constitution of these United States for America is a sham.
Tell us specifically the definition in your mind of take a stand. Define that for us. Spell it out for people.
If anybody from this day forth, any public agency, any corporate agency, whether it be town, city, county, state, or national, orders you to do something, when you know you have done nothing wrong, you refuse to do it. You do not do driver's licenses, building permits, marriage licenses, any of these kinds of licenses, that industry, whether you're a carpenter, a doctor, a dentist, you don't do licenses. You're not required to do any of that stuff. That is absolute nonsense. Every one of those things are a voluntary compliance contract. We operate under common law. We are free constitutional people. All of us are in this nation. That's what this nation is all about. We're going to have to go back to the Articles of Confederation and operate as we should have operated in the beginning under the Ten Commandments. First, I don't care what your nationality is. It makes no difference. Anybody who follows those laws have their rights enforced. If you follow the man's law, you have privileges. I don't think anybody wants to give up or meant to give up any of their rights. Now they've turned everybody in this nation and under Trading with the Enemies Act to be a criminal. and you will do what you're told because we are your public service. Oops, I mean your bosses. So follow orders.
Ed, may I ask you a question, please?
Yes, sir.
I've been out of town. I had an experience myself, which I would love to share with you had we the time. Mm-hmm. However, that said, I've been on the road most of the day. I come running in. Danny calls me and says, you know, here's what's going on. Told me what happened with you guys, and we arranged for you to come on the show tonight. So I don't know a whole heck of a lot other than the arrests that happened. I heard about it, but I didn't get to read the story. We're now bringing up Terry Melton on the line right now with Ed Brown and myself. You're listening to Otero, Samuel Anthony Otero, Restore the Republic Radio and RTR Media Production tonight, bringing you a WTPRN. Wow, I just call it a heads up, folks. Let's get real. Wake up. This is a heads up. This is a little tap on the shoulder, hitting the head, poking the eye, kicking the ass, whatever you want to call it. It's time to wake up and get that this is real. This is the, wow. Okay.
That's preaching to the news media. You're only going to get it here or on the internet.
This needs to go. Oh, I'm going to bring Terry Melton up because I'm about to, like, I can feel my rocket engine starting to go, Ed, and I'm getting worked up, and I need to chill out. I'm serious about this. I've been – what I experienced last night just puts the nail on the coffin to boot for me. This was a straw that broke the camel's back. You know, it's been breaking slowly for me over the past year and a half, and – you know what I mean? And I'm to a point now where I had dinner with Sherry Jackson up here in Wellsboro. We did an amazing thing, and boy, was it telling as to the state of this country. We'll talk about that at another time. People want to hear from Terry Melton. Terry, fill us in on what happened over the past 24 hours, and just kind of give us the thumbnail and then give us the recent update, or thoughts even, and then we're going to bring up Bill Riley. Go ahead, Terry Melton.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Well, the last few days is
we're all fine, sir.
Yeah, the last few days has been pretty interesting, to say the least. I talked to Ed a little bit earlier today and kind of gave him an update of what's going on with me.
Uh-huh.
I was there with Danny Riley when the whole situation went down, and you know, the way they treated his father was you know, something I didn't enjoy. The whole process, they handcuffed me. They didn't read me any Miranda rights. They took me down to the station, and I wasn't supposed to say where they took me. And it's pretty much all around an unpleasant experience. But it was a catalyzing event for me inside because, you know, we hear about all this stuff going on, and we see how it affects other people. But when it comes home and you actually have to experience it, it's a whole different world. And I can fill you in on more details if you want more.
Danny, I actually do. I believe that we are at a critical point. We have reached a critical mass. We have reached a tipping point. What was that? Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, that was me.
That was Ed. Okay. I'm on an internet connection here, and sometimes I get these strange echoes. So no worries at all. But yes, I think, Danny, yes, I think that there are a lot of people, and I, for one, am curious. You sound like you want to get into more detail about what it was like going through that. Dude, just the feeling, the emotions that you were feeling, what you were thinking, what they said, what you've thought since then. This is so compelling, and I believe that people want to know. If you want to discuss it in detail right now, I think the world is listening, sir. You be my guest.
I'm not Danny. I'm Terry, and I know we're getting all the, you know, all the
Terry Melton. Terry Melton.
That's cool because it's, you know, it's so crazy and intense right now.
You okay,
yes.
Terry?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Who was that?
Yeah, that was Ed.
Hey, I'm doing good, Ed. I'm doing good. I want to keep trying to shed light on this whole situation.
Fire away, sir.
I'll take it back to. We went to New York, Danny Riley and myself. I went up to, you know, visit Danny because I wanted to get some more footage, an interview with Ed and Lane Brown, which obviously doesn't look like that's going to happen at this point. But Danny Riley was kind enough to, you know, give me a plane ticket to get up there so that could be achieved. We went to, you know, ground zero just to, you know, show support to the 9/11 movement and be seen and be heard. And while we were down there, you know, Danny Riley was being, you know, kind of watched. And, you know, from what I'm understanding, there were several comments made that people overheard that he was being watched and they were going to get him once he was alone. You know, knowing that, we just, you know, kept continuing doing our thing, walking around, you know, showing our support and going down to the Federal Reserve and seeing everybody there. It was just really, really powerful, you know, to see that there's this movement that's happening. And I hope we can, you know, if we can keep this momentum going, it would just be fantastic. So we left New York City probably at about 4:30, maybe even 5. And we headed up to Albany, New York, where Danny lives, a little suburb called Cohoes. And pretty much, you know, he went off to sleep, and then I was on the couch, and I went off to sleep, you know, after talking a little bit. And woke up the next day, and Danny went and did some electrical work, and he came back at about 1:30 or so, and we were chit-chatting, and he said he had to leave and go do some more work. And just about the time where I thought he was gone, I heard, you know, a bunch of cars screeching and doors slamming and a bunch of screaming and yelling. And like I said many times today, you know, I thought maybe it was just neighbors not getting along or fighting or something, because, you know, the neighborhood is kind of interesting, to say the least. But it's nice. It's a cute place. Don't get me wrong. Right. So anyway, I go to the window and I just see every, you know, agency you could possibly think of, you know, marshals, ATF, local police. The whole neighborhood was blocked off.
Oh, my God.
Didn't hear anybody.
I mean, you're talking like a scene in a movie. You literally go to step out on the front porch. And it was just like a military siege.
It was just like that. That's how it felt.
Wow.
It was an all, you know, I don't want to say the word, but
Terry,
you know,
what goes through your mind? I mean, right at that second, that holy crap. This is real. This is it. What goes through your mind?
Well, what went through my mind actually has me kind of amazed at myself, because you know, in your mind, you play out these scenarios of how you're going to feel if something ever happens to you like that, you know, because you hear about it. But, you know, when you experience it, it was different. For some reason, and I'm not like trying to say I'm Johnny Patriot, you know, and I had no fear. How I felt was more like, you know, now I got to deal with these people. You know, it was more like, just leave me alone. That's kind of the attitude
I felt. It's like after you go try to buy a used car and you feel like you got to get a shower after dealing with the salesman.
Yeah,
you know,
some people
you just go, you know, or like when my sister pops out of her cave and comes into my life every now and then, you know.
Yeah.
And
well,
I got to deal with the troll, and it's just an unpleasant experience. So I can imagine that you have had a rough day, to say the least. Danny or Terry, where does it go from here? Tell us. They took you down. Did they actually book you? Did they file specific charges? You're talking on the phone to me tonight, so they didn't keep you around, clearly.
Well, it got more interesting because, you know, just about the time, you know, I'm looking out the window and I'm, you know, acknowledging all this stuff is going on, you know, I turn around and I'm like, you know, I'm a guest, and there's these three sharpshooters sitting up on the top of the stairwell, and I could actually see in the guy's scope, and his eye blinking while he's looking through the scope. It was a very surreal moment, but I didn't feel so much fear as much as it's like, oh shit, I have to deal with these people. I'm sorry, I don't know if I can say that on the air.
I'll tell you what, man, brother. In the state of things right now, you say what your conscience tells you that you need to say. So
alrighty.
please continue.
Patio.
Okay, you're Wes. Are you hearing him?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up. Ed, are you still there?
Hello?
Ed, are you... Hello? Well, okay, we lost... we're losing Terry. Terry, are you... is Ed still on the phone?
This is Terry. I'm still here.
Terry, you're still there. Is Ed... Ed got off.
Okay.
Okay, well, okay, see if we can get him back on. We're going to bring on Bill Riley right now. Terry... Bill, welcome to Otero Live. We so appreciate you taking the time this evening to share your experiences and your thoughts and your emotions. And the floor is yours. I just real quick, hello, welcome. It's an honor to speak to a great patriot such as yourself. And Terry was just about to get into his, as he puts it, his most interesting experience when they finally took him away. Bill Riley, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm not quite in the same league as Ed and Danny and certainly Terry. I'm kind of like, I don't know, the guy who sweeps the floor in this whole operation. You know, I met Terry Tuesday morning early. We got up at 5 a.m. and we were all excited. We're going down to 9/11 for the festivities.
Bill Riley, let me stop you. We're coming up on our first break of the show. Terry
sure.
Melton and Bill Riley, intimately involved, and we are getting Ed Brown back on. We lost him. This is Otero Live. Ed Brown, Terry Melton, and Bill Riley live, and your calls coming up after this break. Stick around.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. We're back with Professor Globalist, and I have to tell you, Professor, there's no way you can possibly destroy our freedoms.
No, but you see, all of my plans are to be executed in secret. No one will even know until it's too late.
Oh, plans like the North American Union, state-sponsored terrorism, tainted food and medicine, total dictatorship?
But how could you possibly know of our plans?
Everything I need is at BraveNewBookstore.com. Brave New Books in Austin, Texas is now online and has books and DVDs that expose all your so-called secrets.
I paid good money to suppress the media. This is a disaster.
Brave New Books carries over 1,000 anti-New World Order DVDs and books. They have T-shirts, bumper stickers, water filters, nutritional supplements, everything we need to fight the New World Order. What do you have to say to that, Professor?
I'd say I should go to BraveNewBookstore.com myself. I'm sure even I could learn a thing or two.
Well, I'll see you there at BraveNewBookstore.com or order toll-free 866-516-6623, BraveNewBookstore.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Online and on demand, this is We the People Radio Network.
Hey,
Yeah, right on. From Rage Against the Machine right into Atera Live. That's appropriate. Terry Melton, Phil Riley, we're bringing Ed back on now. I want you to get right to it, Terry. You said you had a most interesting experience after they picked you up. They took you. Well, first off, leave off where we left off, which was you looked out front and you saw the siege of your immediate vicinity. Was your family home? What transpired immediately as the sharpshooter was blinking through his eyepiece down his scope to your forehead?
Well, it was like I was saying, I think I had a chance to turn around. You know, I put my hands up and I said, I'm a guest. I presented myself as having no weapons. You know, they grabbed me, put me in handcuffs, took me down, set me down next to, you know, his Danny's father, and, you know, they kind of were, you know, kind of picking on him because he had a pocket knife. You know, like that's a big danger to have a pocket knife. I think I remember my grandpa had a little pocket knife, but, you know, these days everybody's a terrorist, you know, even an older gentleman. But anyway, they were going through the house. A lot of them were talking about, well, do we have warrants to do this? Do we have the ability to search this and that? And I just watching the whole thing was very educational. You know, some of it didn't seem like they were very coordinated, actually. But I should kind of keep some of those opinions to myself.
Was your family home? Was your family home?
Well, I was just visiting Danny.
You were visiting Danny. Does he have a family? Was his family home? Was there anybody else in the house?
Yeah, Danny's father was downstairs. You have an upstairs and you have a downstairs, and Danny lives upstairs. Yep.
Is his father elderly or middle-aged? Is he in good shape?
How old are you?
I can talk. Yeah, Terry, this is Bill. I can talk to that. My father, he's a 73-year-old diabetic. He's actually a retired New York State employee. He worked with New York State for 35 years, retired. He's living at home there. He's very frail. He requires to take insulin several times a day to keep his sugar under control. He really doesn't do much, but he stays apprised to the politics. He understands where we've been and where we're heading. And actually, it's quite ironic. He had a framed picture alongside the television set of Danny, Ed, and
Randy Weaver.
Randy Weaver there, and he was quite proud of Danny for standing up and doing what he was doing. And, you know, I'm sure the marshals saw that when they went in there because, you know, he said he couldn't hurt a fly. The guy is extremely frail from the diabetes, so many years of diabetes. And, you know, it's kind of giving me a pain in my heart to hear what Terry's saying because I'm hearing this for the first time. You know, I talked to my dad the following morning on my way to work. I stopped in there to talk to him, and he was pretty shaken up, and I was trying to get him to, you know, give me a statement and maybe get some of this on record. So, get this in front of a jury, we can present it to them.
I have so much respect for your father, and I can see where Danny gets the person that he is because, I mean, your pop, you know, he was standing up to these people. He wasn't taking it. He was saying, why are you being oppressive? And you know, you better have a search warrant. And, you know, it's like, I could see where Danny gets it, and your dad's a great man, and you know, kudos to him, and you know, he's just, you know, I can see where Danny gets his spunk. I can see where you know anybody, you know, in your family gets their spunk.
Well, you got to understand, you know, some of the early days when Danny was back in the early 90s, just awakening up to a lot of this. I remember it was around the time when Pat Buchanan was really the insurgent. And you got to understand the little town of Cohoes is a very democratic machine.
We've come a long way, haven't we?
And he painted the whole town with Pat Buchanan literature, and ever since that point, I think the whole city of Cohoes machinery has been kind of against him. And you know, one of the other pieces of details of the incident, my brother, I come from a family of five, three boys, two girls. Danny was the youngest boy. I'm the middle, and I have an older brother. He gave me a call on my cell phone because he tried to get over there when the whole raid was, the place was cordoned off, the block was restricted, you couldn't get near the house, and my brother Chuck actually talked to the mayor who was on the scene. The mayor,
so
Mayor
the
McDonald of the
there.
City of Cohoes
the whole
was
town.
On the scene when this was going down, and he also told me that there were cameras there, which I find ironic that how would the news media know that that was going down right at the moment it was going down, unless somebody had, the feds had tipped them off ahead of time to try and make this thing into some sort of media circus.
I'm sorry, so my cell phone, the phone's been ringing off the hook, and I want to make sure that, because we had some people in the ground, on the ground up there that came to our Reclaim Our America event in Wellsboro featuring Sherry Jackson last night. That was interesting in and of itself. We're going to have to share that with you guys. But I'm glad you're coming on. I was checking my cell phone, and I didn't quite catch... as you were talking, hold on one second here. That's Ed. Okay, we got Ed back. Let me go back to Ed. Here we go. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Bill, but we lost Ed Brown. We want to go back to him. Ed, you there?
I'm here, yeah.
All right, great. Welcome, my friend. Welcome. Bill was just explaining to us, and Terry was giving much accolades and thanks to Bill Riley's father, and Bill was telling us what a great man he is. And Ed, I want you to take a little moment and speak a little respect towards some of the people that maybe aren't out in the front lines with you, you know, and getting being their name. You know, we know who Terry Melton is, we know who Bill Riley is. Who are some of the folks? And you know, if you don't want to use names, I understand, but just tell us about the people that are showing you guys love and respect right now, Ed.
It's like too numerous to count.
I can imagine. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
We have people here now. We have people here constantly. They come and they go. Sometimes they come for a visit for a few hours. I've had people come in the yard, drop off stuff real quick, and then leave, never knowing who they are.
Wow.
They're children.
Wow.
Kids, I find the kids 15 to 25. Hey, but you know something? And it's wonderful how many people have been coming in. And it's global, by the way. It's coming in from Australia. It's coming in from Europe. It's coming in out of England and stuff. But Terry, I need to hear what they actually said to you. Everybody needs to hear what they said to you.
Which part?
Yes, Terry, please tell us what happened when they took you into custody. And did they take you into the station? Did they take you elsewhere? Did they take you to the loading docks? I mean, what'd they do, man?
What'd they do to you, yeah?
They took me into... this little city that Danny had told me, I think he called it the federal courthouse, and one of the things they didn't want me to do they just started to poke and prod and ask questions, and if there were things, you know, where their weapons were, and explained. I have all my footage is from the outside, is from parties. I got one that has Dave Von Kleist singing that great song that he has, Show Us Law. And they just kept trying to play good cop, bad cop, and put the knuckles on me. And for the most part, I think I came through with flying colors, and I didn't, discuss information that, would be privy to, the media. It was a big bully party. The guy was just basically bullying me, telling me how he's going to come after me and destroy my life if I talk.
He threatened you? He threatened your life?
You...
Danny, Terry, tell him what he told you. Tell him.
Oh, no. We can't pass up a cliffhanger like this. We got to go to break. 14 seconds. We're back in 2 minutes. This is a Tarot Live. We're going to find out what the coppas had to say to Terry Melton this afternoon. Ed Brown, Bill Riley, right here at Tarot Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Fabrique Nationale makes a rifle known as the Fusil Automatic Léger, or Light Automatic Rifle, considered to be the right arm of what's left of the free world. If you're familiar with FNFAL, then visit GunPartsGuy.com, an excellent source for parts, accessories, and technical support for all FAL rifles. If you'd like to modify or upgrade your FAL, the Gun Parts Guy has a great selection of new, refinished, and refurbished parts. The Gun Parts Guy doesn't have a federal firearms license, and he doesn't want one, but he is the source for parts and the best FAL kits today. Call James at 360-906-8369 or email gunpartsguy@hotmail.com. You'll be pleased with the personal care and technical support you get from the Gun Parts Guy. That number again, 360-906-8369. Whether you call or visit the website at gunpartsguy.com, be sure to mention WTPRN to get an additional 10% discount off their already low, low prices.
Great host, great topics, free speech at its best. This is We the People Radio Network.
Live. We're back. Ed Brown, Bill Riley, Terry Melton giving us the latest on the Browns' courageous stand in New Hampshire. This is so surreal. Talk about surreal. I mean, I can't even pretend to be pretending that I can understand what you went through today, gentlemen. All of you, Ed, what you've been going through. My God almighty. Terry Melton, tell us what you were told as best as you can recollect. If you can pull it out of your memory to get an exact quote, then do it. We want to know what they said to the best of your recollection, man.
Well, you know, first I want to bring light to the fact that, you know, they grabbed me, they put me in cuffs, they detained me, they did not read me any of my rights. They took me down into that facility. They put me in a room, they locked the door, and I had to sit there and soak for a while to, contemplate what's going on, I suppose. And you know, they played their game. So, I pretty much just kind of played the game, and told them I wanted to get home. And basically I wanted to get home because, you know, they're basically going to, bully me. He started making comments, the marshal started making comments about Danny Riley and that he was pretty much an idiot and that Ed Brown is a religious nut, I think is what he called him, and, you know, that Ed Brown is unstable and he's probably going to kill his wife. And, I mean, he just said all these horrible things. And he asked me, he said, does Ed Brown want to die? And I said, no, Ed Brown wants to be left alone. And then he goes out and he comes back and some of the final statements that he made to me was, you need to go away and you need to shut up and you better not say anything about anything that's said. He even tried to coax me into what I should say when I get on the radio. And
really? Are you?
Yeah.
Wow, man. I'm sorry I'm munching. I've been working all day. I just came home. This all happened. I'm sitting here drinking water and eating a cupcake that my little girl's friend made me, so I'm sorry if I'm grossing you out.
Oh, no, no. So
this
is
absolutely compelling, though.
The final thing that he told me this twice during the interrogation, towards the end of the interrogation.
Told you what?
Towards the end of the interrogation, what he told me was, you know, if I talk about this, if I come out about this, he will destroy my life. He will come up my effing ass, okay? He will come up my effing ass, is what he said.
You mean
this is why this is so important. Do you, the protection that shows like this offer, that, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, Terry, you know it. God forbid if something would happen to any of you people, if it would happen to me, if Danny Romero or Wes or Kevin Smith, anybody affiliated with this network, anybody went down, man, it would spread like wildfire. And I don't think they want to go there. I'm betting that all the people that are pointing guns at you, they may feel all puffed up. They may be thinking they're doing their job. But somewhere, deep down, they're going, this isn't right. This isn't right.
You know, what really brought it all home
they
to me.
They didn't come over to us.
Well, what brought it all home to me was knowing my position and knowing Danny's position and having to sit in this room where you're supposed to be protected by your leaders and by your government and to have people with morals, integrity, and character. I'm having this guy threaten my future, my life. He told me if I do a documentary film about Edna Lane that he will destroy my life, even if it takes 15 years. If somebody offers you $50,000, to talk about this story and to get it out, and I do it, he said he was going to destroy me.
Do you remember his name?
This is what these people don't understand. They don't understand people like Ed Brown. They don't understand people like Terry Melton. They don't understand people like Sam Otero. They don't understand people like Aaron Russo, Alex Jones, any of these people in this movie.
Danny Riley,
none of us are doing this for any money. Get that? They can't comprehend why we're doing what we're doing. They can't think that deep. And I'm ashamed that I even put myself in your folks' league. But you understand my point. People, this is how they think. You know? It's a mindset, man. This is so real. Tell us in your mind, were you surprised to hear that it's gone to that length, the direct threats, the vileness that they're spitting toward your friend?
No, because they threatened Danny. They shot at him once, tried to kill him in this. Now they threatened him again. But you see, understand, we know exactly who these people are. And they're not Americans, as we understand Americans to be. They're foreign national people.
Absolutely.
They've been given jobs in this country to destroy this nation. Threatened Danny the same way they threatened Terry. They told him they're going to give him life imprisonment, you know, for this. Twice they told him that.
Ed, can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
I, somewhere in all of the news that was flying all over today as I was traveling and checking my email on the road, I thought I saw somebody, I don't remember if it was a MySpace blurb or somebody in an email said something that there was something written somewhere, some sort of notice saying that anybody that aids you or comes to your comfort or whatever could be subject to arrest or was that just a rumor that was flying around the web, or has something been put down in writing that you know of?
The sheriff's department, way back when, here in Sullivan County, Sheriff Michael Prozo, from what we understand, was the one who made that statement back before the second jamboree that we had up here in July. Yeah, that came from him.
And his the quote basically is, I mean, does that go down to me talking to you on a radio show? I mean, or Danny for providing this service? I mean, did they just lay down and say that we're the enemy for wanting to tell the world this story of these beautiful, wonderful people who want nothing but peace and to be left alone?
Yes.
And we're the enemy. We're the bad guys and gals.
You are, in fact, in law, under the Trading with the Enemies Act, an alien enemy. They declared all the people in this nation, under the Trading with the Enemies Act, an alien enemy of the United States corporate structure. People don't get it because they don't want to. They don't think that the rest of us know that we're just talking conspiracy. We're not talking conspiracy theory. This is conspiracy fact. These people are, in fact, they're seditionists. The police and law enforcement and all these federal agencies of so-called law enforcement are policy officers, not police officers, policy officers, are here to help and aid and abet these people to overthrow this nation. That is fact of record, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't like it, tough. Can't help it. Study it yourself. You asked me to do it back 20 years ago. I did it. Now I'm giving you the information. You don't want to follow through with it? That's up to you. Marshals have already said that we have committed no crimes. We know that Danny Riley and the rest of these committed no crimes. They're fabricating crimes as they go along. Out of the poor policy officers are his mercenaries officers, and the judge's mouth comes the law. They make the law as they go along. Remember, these people are Freemason Zionists, folks. Whether you like it or not, look it up on your damn computers. You got them. Use them. Instead of playing stupid video games on them or looking at all the dumb news stuff, look at the facts.
Oh, they're too busy looking at Paris Hilton and, you know, and who's got the most popular J.Crew hairstyle.
I know. They've got to grow up. Hey, frankly, I don't care what they do. They don't want to look at it. They don't want the facts. Fine. There are plenty of us that do, and enough of us. So the federal agents, hey, like one federal FBI agent sat down here one day, and then he knows a person, a big bearded guy, come down here. He says, you people are a bunch of toilet paper. Whatever. That's how they talk and think. What does that mean? Does anybody know? We are a bunch of...
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what it means. It means that we're insignificant. We're less than insignificant to them. We're refuse.
Well, that's exactly what the Jews call us under Zionism. The Zionist Jews and the protocols of the learned elders of the Zion say exactly that. We are nothing but sheep and cattle. We are goyim. We are to be destroyed. And that was written in the 1600s, folks. And everything that's happening today was written in the 1600s. And it's all on board. Everything the police are doing, the government's doing, was written in the 1600s. I'm going to say that to you 1,000 times until you get it. This is the takeover of this nation. Wake the hell up, because you don't have much time left, folks.
I was detained. They didn't read me my rights.
You're absolutely wrong. Wait. If you think it's not going to affect every one of you that are sitting out there so pompous and smug, it's going to affect everybody on both sides of the coin. And it's going to be very, very bad, caused by these Zionist Freemason people.
We haven't seen anything yet. It's, folks, say your prayers, buckle up. You're listening to Terror Live. Ed Brown, telling it like it is on WTPRN. Back in a minute, and your calls.
Now you and your friends and family can enjoy the sweetest, cleanest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Light removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, yet leaves in the nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful, it can purify raw, untreated water from remote sources. The optional PF2 filter even removes fluoride. The Berkey Light has a rechargeable LED lighting system and an elevated base for use in places other than a countertop. To get your Berkey system, please visit We the People Radio Network at WTPRN.com and click the Berkey banner or call 512-646-6444. That's WTPRN.com or call 512-646-6444.
Hey, Jack Blood here, host of Deadline Live. I wanted to share with you my secret weapon in fighting the New World Order. It's a new product called Enerfood. Enerfood is bar none the best health supplement I've tried, and I've tried them all. With many ingredients like spirulina, chlorella, dulse, kelp, barley, grass, alfalfa leaf, beetroot, orange peel, winter cherry root, it really is nothing less than superfood. I couldn't imagine having to shop and prepare all of these ingredients, but now I don't have to. Enerfood's done it for me. A simple scoop of powder water every day is all it takes. No fillers, no miracle claims, no magic bullets. Just a real product with real results. Call them today and mention Jack Flood and get a special discount. Get the two-pack special with the coconut oil powder. Call them now, 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Or simply go to enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, enerfood.com. Tell them Jack Flood sent you.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Alex Jones Show, broadcast live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, right here on We the People Radio Network.
Doesn't matter where we go.
Okay, who's calling in on the SIP line, Wes?
Okay, you know.
And I'm getting a funky echo.
Exactly.
You gotta live it. This is Otero coming to you live, a little Queensryche for you on a Friday night, along with Ed Brown, the song Resistance from one of my favorite all-time albums, Empire. Ed Brown, you were on fire before break. You were telling us what you thought. You didn't care whether people got it now or not.
No, I don't care any longer. My life is on the line because my wife and I decided to try to protect our nation at any and all costs. We have already lost over $4 million out of pocket. We've had this situation where we're in an incarceration of our own homes because a criminal element in our government administration from the local town to the county to the state to federal are trying to do us in and kill us. They clearly show that they intend to kill us. That being the case, I have no alternative but to prepare for that eventuality when it finally comes, if it finally comes. But in the meantime, we have to take all of their names, their addresses, photographs of their houses, where they live, to identify. And we're doing this anyway. It's been being done long before this situation went down. Because, well, they're taking our names and our addresses and our pictures and so on. We're doing the same thing to them for the same reason. If they mean us harm, well, I'm going to tell you something. We're not Americans. We're going to go quietly into the night and say, okay, you know, we're just a bunch of goyim sheep or whatever you want to call us, you Zionist Freemason people. This time is going to be unlike any other time you've seen in the past throughout the history of the hundreds of millions of people you have destroyed each century. This time, you're going to pay the price. It may not be with me, and you may do me in and my wife in. We'll stand here for the sake of our nation for whatever's right. But the others will follow. And each one of you are going to pay the price eventually. I promise you.
They're going to pay the ultimate price because they're going to have to answer one day to Lord God himself, and they're going to have to account for what they've done to their fellow human beings. And that's their problem, you know? Ed, God bless you. God bless your family. Is Elaine available? Would she want to speak up a little bit tonight? I know she called me yesterday. I'm sitting here working. Phone rings. Sam, it's Elaine.
All right.
I said, Elaine who? She says, Elaine Brown. I just want you to know everything's good. They can't come on our property, Sam. We believe that they can't touch us. God's protecting us. And I went, wow. You know? Wow. To have such conviction, such belief.
I'm here, Sam.
Elaine, yes. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for calling me yesterday, giving me the heads up to let me know that you were okay, that all was well. And you said something that God can't touch you there. You said, and you believe that they cannot come on that property and get you. Explain
That's
to
right.
me what you what. Explain that to me. Is this just a gut feeling? Is it a knowing? Did it come to you as some sort of prophecy in a vision or in a dream? How do you know this?
This land belongs to God. Everything on this planet belongs to God. Even in the world of business, we have a covenant drawn up where the owner of this property is God. We are merely stewards of this land. So are they going to come and try to steal God's land? Now, our priest has done a writing that has gone to everyone from the local police up to the president, stating why they cannot come on here, why they cannot harm us, and they are at their own peril if they try anything. And since then, every time they have tried to come on this land, something has intervened and has stopped them. We are at peace here, Sam. Even though our lives are threatened, we know we are right. We know we are on God's side, and good will always triumph over evil in the end.
Absolutely.
It may not
Absolutely.
Be in our lifetime. We may die for it, but eventually, in the long run, the evildoers will not succeed.
Absolutely. You can't squash out the power of the sun. You know, that's what we are. We are radiating and living, thinking, feeling beings that go on. We will go on, and we will collectively, the lovers of love and freedom and truth and the lovers of God and the lovers of right and justice. You can't snuff us all out. You cannot win.
No.
They wanted an endless war. They wanted an endless war. They're going to get one. They need to convert. They need to chill out. They need to come to the side of life, of the side of light and love, and stop with this foolishness.
Absolutely.
That's what needs to happen. Come to our side. Don't you want to hang out with me and Ed and Elaine and sit around
well,
the fire?
You should have heard these guys.
I know. I lived in Oregon. I faced the police state on the streets of Eugene, Oregon, man. Like, I never thought that I saw. Like, it was like a mini WTO, black clad, armor, face masks. They were shipping them downtown on buses, dude. I saw a guy get shot with a beanbag bullet, you know, beanbag shotgun, right point blank, 3 feet in front of me in the gut. Just boom, taken down, drug off.
Well,
I'm
these,
telling
these guys
you.
Were
7 years ago.
Terry, what are they saying?
These guys were venomous towards Danny. You know, it's like, well, we can get him on this, and then we can get him on this. I mean, they were trying to find as many things as they possibly could to...
Danny, this is serious. Why did they let you go? I mean, they menace you like
Hello?
This. You're this horrible, horrible criminal person that they need to just squash and terrify. But then they're like, after they're done, they... Oh, you can go now. I don't understand.
Yeah, it was...
If you're such a threat, why aren't you in jail?
Right.
Yeah, right?
Why? Yes, good question.
Yeah,
that's a real good question. It's like a friend of mine got arrested for drinking a little bit too much. It was bogus. I believe the person. She was so drunk, supposedly, that she's facing maybe 90 days in jail. She was so drunk, right? But yet, the records show that the cops gave her back her keys an hour after they brought her into the station. If she was that drunk, what'd they let her drive home for? If these guys are such criminals, why did you let them go? That was nothing but pure intimidation, nothing but weakness, and that's evil. They're screwing with people's lives! God, I'm sick of this!
Terry?
Yeah, I'm here.
You want to continue?
Terry, I'm sorry. I'm gonna mute my mic. You guys talk. I gotta chill out. I'm gonna mute my mic. Although, you go ahead.
I will say, Terry, that it was sweet when the whole 9/11 truth folks were down in front of Wall Street. 9/11 was an inside job, and that was echoing down the halls of the financial capital of the world.
Yep.
And it was loud, and it was obnoxious, and it was in your face, and it felt damn good, didn't it, Terry?
It was just your spirit. Just you were like, oh my God, this is actually happening. We're making an impact. People are waking up, and you know when you're standing right in front of the Federal Reserve Building, and you see these metal grates that are over the windows, you know, like if they were going to be robbed or something. And you look on these grates, they have, it looked like demon faces on them. I mean, yep. Like faces and then the corns curled. I'm looking at this in disbelief that it's so in our face.
It's like your Frodo looking down over Mount Doom onto Mordor, you know?
Yeah.
This has become this surreal. Has anybody out there ever seen a Terry Gilliam movie? Has anybody ever seen Brazil? Call in if you have. If you haven't, you need to go get it. And I swear that sometimes I wake up and I get a phone call and it comes time to do a TV show or I gotta go somewhere and point a camera at somebody and I feel like Robert De Niro in Brazil.
You know, a good way to describe how I felt when I was listening to these guys trying to trump up all these charges against Danny, it felt like if you've ever been, you know, picked on by a bully and you got a bunch of bullies sitting around and like, yeah, let's do this and do this and do this. And, you know, like they're just like trying to pick on this nerdy guy.
Right.
You know, it felt like just like this mentality of. You know, we just...
It's pathetic and weak is what it is.
Yeah.
Let's just say it.
It was like a mob mentality. It broke my heart. I mean, I'm watching this happen. I'm seeing this old man with a pocket knife being treated, like, why do you have a knife? Why do you have a pocket knife in your body, in your pocket, on your person? And I'm in total disbelief. It broke my heart.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Terry Melton, Ed Brown, Bill Riley, God bless you, gentlemen. You stick around. We're going to open up the phones. If you guys don't mind, I'm going to call the numbers out here. And were you guys ready to take a few phone calls?
Let's do it.
888-202-1984. That's 888-202-1984. Call in next segment. Atero Live, Ed Brown, Terry Melton, Bill Riley, and me. I'm the mechanic. This is Atero. We'll be back in a minute. WTF.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
News, politics, cover-ups, government corruption. You're listening to We the People Radio Network.
WTPRN.